Hello friends, welcome to the 12th episode of Blue Jays Mike. My name is David, and today the Blue Jays are off. It's their off day today, in other words. So on this Monday afternoon, the Blue Jays are getting ready to play the Red Sox on Tuesday at the Rogers Center. But before they do, they have an opportunity to reflect back on today's game, or rather yesterday's game and Saturday's game and Friday's game, and you could go on and on and on, because the Blue Jays had a terrible homestand so far against the Brewers, against the Orioles. They just couldn't get any runs when it mattered the most. Except for Saturday, of course, when Kendrys Morales hit that walk-off home run off of Tyler Wilson on a first pitch, in fact. You know, that was the only time that where the Blue Jays scored a run when it mattered the most. It gave them a walk-off win, and the Blue Jays got their second win of the season as a result. It was a good win. It was a good win. It was a hard-fought battle, and Marco Estrada on Saturday definitely deserved that win after pitching 7 scoreless innings, and so the Blue Jays definitely deserved that win. And you know, just a side note, Mike Wilner on Sports Net 590, The Fan, on Blue Jays Talk on Sunday after the Blue Jays lost their game against the Orioles, he said that Marco Estrada didn't take full credit for his scoreless outing on Saturday. Instead, he credited Saul Telemachia instead. He said that without Salty, you know, he's not sure he would have pitched as well as he did on Saturday. So he gives Salty credit for his dominant performance. And Wilner went on to say that, hey, that's the kind of character that Marco Estrada has. He's a selfless character. And I agree. I think Marco Estrada is a great guy, a family man, and he doesn't think of himself when he's out there in the mound. He's thinking about the catcher that is guiding him, the catcher that is suggesting the pitches to certain batters throughout the game. So Marco Estrada is definitely the ideal player that the Blue Jays are looking for, which means, I think, that the Blue Jays appreciate what they have in Marco Estrada, and I hope that he retires as a Blue Jay, because I personally like him a lot as well. I also like Salty behind the plate, because he's a good backup to Russell Martin. He has a ton of catching experience, and he used to be a starter himself. He used to be a star, and now he's with the Blue Jays. So the Blue Jays picked up a very solid veteran backstop. But a couple of notes about the Blue Jays' offense so far in this homestand. I think overall the Blue Jays are pressing when it comes to scoring runs. They're pressing individually. For example, if you look at Jose Bautista, you know, right now he has 53 plate appearances, but his slugging percentage is at 182, his batting average is at 136, and you know, all around, Jose Bautista seems to be pitching. Excuse me. He seems to be hitting pitches that he shouldn't be hitting, like yesterday against the Orioles, where he swung at the first pitch in the bottom of the ninth and skied it into center field. You know, he's really trying to get his bat going, and I know he refined his stance and his swing during the offseason, and I know that Mark Shapiro, John Gibbons, said that this is the best they've seen Bautista in a long time. And let's hope they're right. I mean, because so far we haven't seen much from Jose Bautista. And I think it's because Bautista is trying to get a base hit or trying to hit a home run every time he's at the plate. So he's pressing and he's putting a lot of stress on himself. And I think Jose Bautista needs to relax a little bit and focus on making good contact. Because if you look at Jose Bautista at the plate, he looks very calm. He looks like he has a very laid-back batting stance. He looks very focused. He looks very disciplined. He's not swinging at just any pitch. But because he's pressing right now and putting a lot of stress on himself, he could be doing just that. He's feeling a lot of anxiety, even though he looks calm on the outside. So he's swinging at pitches that he normally wouldn't swing at. And as a result, he has a 136 batting average. And a second point, an observation that I noticed about the Jays is that they're scoring most of their runs on home runs. But it's coming at times where it's not really putting a dent on the game, with the exception of Kendrys Morales' walk-off home run. But if you look at Kevin Pillar's two-run home run yesterday, it came in the bottom of the ninth inning when the Orioles scored 11 runs and were leading 11-2. Now, if Pillar hit that home run when the Blue Jays did not give up those 10 runs, when the Blue Jays would then be leading 2-1 if that was the scenario. Well, Pilar's home run would have given the Jays a 4-1 lead, but at the same time, Pilar's home run would have never existed as well, because and there wouldn't be a bottom of the ninth inning. You know, there wouldn't be Blue Jays fans leaving the game so early. This would be a very close game, and the Blue Jays would have won the game if Ozuna came in and pitched a shutout inning, which he is very capable of doing. And knowing Ozuna and the way he gave up the run on Saturday to tie the game, I think he would have came back with a vengeance. I think he would have came back with a determination to close this game and give the Blue Jays their third win of the season. But that's a big if. That is a big, big if. And in reality, that did not happen. And so, you know, the Blue Jays are racking up losses instead of wins. So what this means is that in the future, the Blue Jays need to score runs when it matters the most, or in the middle of the game where they could extend the lead. But they're not doing that as often as Blue Jays fans would like to see. I mean, a good example of the Blue Jays extending their lead was when Justin Smoke hit a solo home run that gave the Blue Jays, a 3-1 lead. I think it was on a Friday night game, against the O's. But it's that kind of offensive production that helps Blue Jays fans like myself relax a little bit when we watch the games, gives us a little hope, you know. It doesn't put us on edge, you know, after the post-seventh inning stretch. You know, it just gives us a better peace of mind about the Blue Jays offense if they score runs when it matters the most. And so if the Blue Jays could find a way where they can get timely hits and timely runs based on critical at-bats, I think the Blue Jays would be winning more games instead of losing more games. And so that's a lesson that they could bring with them into the next series against the Red Sox, remembering that timely hits matter. Timely hits are important when it comes to maintaining the lead, but at the same time, timely hits occur when players like Jose Bautista are comfortable at the plate and not stressing themselves out. I think if the Blue Jays do that, I think the Blue Jays will be okay. I think the Blue Jays are not a terrible team. Yes, let me double check right now. Let me double check that they are not a terrible team. They're not. they have a 2-10 record, but they're not a terrible team. The Blue Jays need to just hit when it matters. Let's just be blunt about it. And when it comes to the pitching, I think John Gibbons needs to take out the pitchers whenever he notices any signs of fatigue. Because when I looked at yesterday's game, and I looked at Ryan Tepera and Matt Dermody, I hope I'm saying his name right. It's a unique name. I'm never gonna always pronounce it correctly. But I think when Gibby takes out pitchers, the minute he notices fatigue from them, I think the Blue Jays are going to limit the amount of runs that they give up to opposing teams. Because imagine if Tepera does not give up those 5 runs. Imagine if I don't know how to say his name. I have to make sure I say it right. Matt Dermody does not give up those 5 runs. Well, the Orioles wouldn't score 10 runs against the Blue Jays, right? I mean, the Orioles would maybe score 2 runs against Tepera, maybe 1 run against Dermody, but the Orioles wouldn't be slaughtering the Blue Jays in 1 inning. You know, at least Gibby would be limiting the damage. So when it comes to getting more wins, and it's not just the offense that needs to hit when it matters, it's also limiting the runs that the pitchers could give up when they are feeling tired. And if Gibby notices that sooner rather than later, well, Gibby's going to win more games in the future. And I understand that, you know, when you have a pitcher on the mound, you have a lot of confidence that he's going to get outs, that when he's in a jam that he can get out of it. But that strategy isn't working right now. Just look at the record, 2-10. Okay, something needs to change, right? You know, you could look at all the stats, you could look at all the biomechanics, you could look at all the stat casts, sabermetrics, whatever, but we're not really looking at that. And I don't think the coaching staff is really looking at those things during the game. They're focused on specific strategies that they are utilizing to win the game. And so in these moments, common sense matters a lot. And when Gibby sees a pitcher that is tired, that is prone to giving up more runs, it's time to take him out. It's time to give other members of the bullpen a chance to win the game for the Blue Jays by limiting the runs that they could give up to the opposing teams like the Orioles. So that's another lesson or observation that the Blue Jays could remember heading into their next series against the Red Sox, and for the future as well. I mean, there's really no need to just let a pitcher stay there on the mound and give up 5 runs and balloon his ERA when there's really no need to, and especially when the Blue Jays are trying to win more games. You know, it creates the wrong impression about the bullpen and for example Ryan Tepera, and it just leads to all these dominoes falling where the front office thinks that, hey, this player isn't really the right guy in our bullpen, let's bring in someone else, let's send him down to the minors. Well, let's not do that, because if you do that, you're shuffling players between the farm system and the majors, and you're going to create inconsistencies in the bullpen. You're going to create a lot of headaches when it comes to figuring out who are the right pitchers at the right innings in order to get wins. So it's important to have consistency in the bullpen, and it's not just trusting that the players are going to get out of jams. It's also recognizing that when they're feeling stress, they're also feeling fatigue as well. And if John Gibbons notices fatigue immediately, it's time to take him out and bring in someone else who's a little more fresh and someone who could limit the damage that opposing teams could do to the Blue Jays. That's how teams like the Orioles and the Brewers lose games, by bringing in players from the bullpen that will overwhelm their hitters. And I understand that the Blue Jays had their fair shares of injuries, especially with Aaron Sanchez and J.A. Happ, you know, possibly going to the DL. Sanchez is already in the DL, and also J.P. Howell on the DL. I understand the unexpected injuries that occur as well, but those injuries could have occurred because Gibby right now is placing too much confidence in them when they're getting into jams. So maybe if Gibby takes the pitchers out sooner than later, maybe Gibby would prevent the injuries that we're seeing right now with the starters and J.P. Howell in the bullpen. So, and I would understand that, you know, if you take out a starter too early, like what happened with J.A. Happ, you're going to tax the bullpen, right? It's not as easy as just taking out players the minute they're tired. But right now, if the Blue Jays are going to change their strategies and get back to 500, I think it's important to give the pitchers as much rest as they need, and that may be limiting the amount of pitches that they're throwing right now in this part of the season, which is pretty early. If they do that, they'll keep their arms fresh heading into their next start, and you never know. The starters could throw 7 scoreless innings like Marco Estrada. Stroman could be throwing a shutout, a no-hitter. Excuse me, a one-hitter, a two-hitter. Stroman could be dominant in their next start by taking them out in their current start if they're feeling fatigue. That's one way to win more ball games. So those are a couple of fan observations that I have about the Blue Jays that I think the Blue Jays themselves could apply in their next series against the Red Sox. Number one, when it comes to hitting, hit when it matters the most. And do it in a way that allows you to stay relaxed at the plate and, you know, not feel the weight of 10 losses on your shoulders. You know, stay relaxed and keep your eye on the ball and hit when it matters the most. So that's the offense. When it comes to pitching, take pitchers out the minute Gibby notices that they're tired, so that you could preserve their arms and give them a chance to be dominant in their next start. And the same applies to the bullpen as well. Yeah, let's see what would happen to the Blue Jays if Gibby follows those two suggestions. You never know. The Blue Jays might start winning more games. So that's it for this episode of Blue Jays Mike. I will see you tomorrow when the Blue Jays play the Red Sox. I'll be doing play-by-play then. Until then, go Jays!